Well, good morning. Great to have you here. It's a beautiful day. From our gospel reading, Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. I want to spend just a few moments with you this morning talking about process. Process as it relates to our life and our faith. I'm confident that if I asked each of you this morning to describe the process of your life, which has led you to this moment, this morning, while there would be some overlap and similarities, everyone's story would have its own tale to tell. Your story really is your story, unique in many ways. Well, this, I hope, won't come as a shock to you, but one of the counterproductive and tragic things we often do with our story is to impose what we supposedly understand about our own process onto others. In other words, because this is my story, it must be your story too. We do it all the time with our children. I did it with my daughters. When I was your age, fill in the blank about what that means, where they should be, what they should have learned, what they should know. Pretty arrogant stuff that I've imposed my story upon them. Our gospel reading this morning gives us a glimpse of the disciples' process. Jesus says to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you. I've poured my knowledge and my wisdom into you." In other words, I've modeled what life in God's kingdom looks like. You've been part of my small group. I've given you insights that nobody else has. I've shared life with you for 3 years. These words that I spoke to you while I was still with you. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Process. It took time and the disciples' own particular encounters with Christ before things begin to click or come together. Now, I'm sharing this with you today because if you're like me, a long life journey, it can be discouraging to worry about people that we love, wonder when things might begin to click and come together for them, for our children, for our siblings, for our friends, and if we're honest, certainly for ourselves. Our self-created timelines and imposed blueprints for maturity and awareness that we impose on others really only result in our own anxiety, because perhaps we're actually going to alienate them because of the pressure they feel from us to get their act together. This is where you should be. Don't you know this already? Let me share a portion of a story that I love that talks a bit about what this might look like. And it's about someone who's having a conversation with God. They're wondering why God would love such a screw-up like themselves. The person asks, "Why do you keep trying to get through to me?" God replies, "Because that's what love does. Suppose I am trying to teach you how not to hide inside of your lies. I know that it will take 47 situations or events before you actually hear me and agree enough to join me. When you don't hear me the first time," God continues, "I'm not frustrated or disappointed. I'm thrilled Only 46 more times to go. That is trusting the Holy Spirit of God in process. In our process, in the process of our children, in the process of our loved ones. There is a bridge of healing being built for each one of us. And we often get so discouraged because generally we only see what's incomplete right in front of our eyes. We may be tempted to throw in the towel because we've declared the finality of the situation in our own imaginations. I want to tell you, so hear me today, our children's stories are not over, and neither is yours. Neither is mine. There's an Eagles song that I love. I know you were waiting for it. That talks about process. An Eagles song that talks about process. And there's a lyric at the end of this song that says that this person might realize that it really wasn't wasted time. Of course, the song Wasted Time off the Hotel California album. Go listen to it after church. But it's somebody who is wondering, has it been worth it? I've just wasted my life. And then at the end, to realize it really wasn't wasted time. And I believe a huge part of our faith journey is trusting God's Spirit is at work in the process. And ours is to be as patient as we can and realize that it was God who promised that the good work He began in us and in our children, He will see to completion. I hope that takes some anxiety off of you. I hope your shoulders can not be up around your ears because we're so anxious and you begin to relax a bit. God promised the good work He began, He will see it through. Hebrews puts it this way, that God is the author and perfecter of our faith. He starts it. He's going to see it through. But, Malone, that sounds good, but what if? And that's why the Scripture tells us to take those thoughts captive. Take those thoughts captive. Trust God, trust His Spirit. In our overfunctioning, our hypervigilance, our desire to take control of attitudes and personalities and everything around us, we steal life from today and rarely ever advance the process any further down the trail. We just increase our anxiety. It took time for Christ to open the minds of His disciples in their context. They lived with Him for 3 years. And then they got an epiphany, an encounter that changed them. Perhaps we should let Him have the chance to do the same for us. Only 46 more times. Now, I don't have time to go into this morning, but I think perhaps someone out there is thinking, well, that sounds good, but what if someone dies before the 46th time? Remember Easter. Don't you dare forget about Easter. Our hymns have been, all the lyrics have been talking about this morning, what I'm about to say to you. Our Lord Jesus Christ holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave. They hold no power over us any longer. When we doubt, remember Easter. Remember Easter. I don't know how in the world we can lean into Jesus' command that we should stop being anxious unless we begin to trust the process that His Spirit is at work and not finished with any of us yet. Our stories are not over. Today, and you'll hear more about this in just a moment, we celebrate our seniors and our senior ministries here at St. George's. And I suspect that they have insight into the process of life and our need, each one of us, to hold our egos and our grand visions a bit more loosely. Age, hopefully, brings us some insight into process. Our psalm, Psalm 4 today, concludes this way, and it's how I would like to conclude as well. Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart more than when grain and wine and oil increase. I lie down in peace. At once I fall asleep. For only you, Lord, make me dwell in safety. That sounds a bit like freedom to me. That's the journey of discipleship that I desire, that I want. A journey of learning about who God is, who I am, the dynamic power of the resurrection. Our Apostle Paul, in several of his letters, says something to this effect. I pray that your inner person will have the strength to see all of this, to see this encounter, to see the reality of your inclusion in the resurrection. That is what brings, I think, peace in the process. Amen.